Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Fighting continues in the Middle East on Wednesday. The Palestinian health minister said five Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Palestinian medics said that at least 60 people were killed in Israeli military strikes on Gaza. The Lebanese health ministry said Israel launched an airstrike that killed four and wounded 10 people, while Israel deflected strikes from Hezbollah. Meanwhile, many Lebanese are fleeing to safety. Sami El-King, who lives in Ghana, fled Lebanon last week after Israel's attacks intensified.
I was lucky I was able to leave. Some people, they cannot leave. Some people, they have no choice not to stay only in the areas that are being bombed.
United States President Joe Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday for talks expected to include a discussion of Israeli plans for a retaliatory strike on Iran. Hurricane Milton dropped to Category 4 early Wednesday, but is poised to make a major impact. At a news conference on Wednesday, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell had a message for people in Milton's path.
You need to prepare for catastrophic impacts. This is going to be a serious storm, one that could forever change communities that are still recovering from Helene. Please continue to listen to your local officials and seek safety immediately.
Milton is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. Governor Ron DeSantis encouraged evacuations.
Now we're bearing down to where the storm is going to arrive within the next 24 hours. You still have time to evacuate if you are in an evacuation zone.
Scientists said in a new flash study released just as Milton threatens the Florida coast that human-caused climate change boosted recent Hurricane Helene's rainfall and intensified its winds. This is VOA News. Addressing the Ukraine Southeast Europe summit in Dubrovnik, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that the current battlefield situation creates opportunity to take steps to end the war in Ukraine no later than 2025.
We are counting on President Biden's leadership. We rely on the strong and wise steps of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy to bring security and peace to Europe.
Zelensky stressed that Ukraine and its allies have a chance to move things towards peace.
For us, this is a victory plan. For each of your countries, it's a plan for reliable stability. When the plan is fully implemented, Russia will lose the ability to threaten us, to threaten Europe.
Organizers said on Wednesday that the summit meeting of Ukraine's key allies in Ramstein, Germany, has been postponed from Saturday after U.S. President Joe Biden canceled his visit. The White House said Biden needed to oversee preparations for Hurricane Milton and relief efforts. Mozambicans voted Wednesday, choosing between the party that has dominated their country's political landscape for nearly 50 years or something different. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
They have four candidates to choose from. Daniel Chapo, the ruling Frelimo party leader. Osufo Mamad, the candidate of one main opposition party. Lutero Simango, the leader of the Mozambique Democratic Movement. And Venancio Mondlane, an independent who seems popular among the youth. 22-year-old Augusto Page says he waited about an hour, but he had to make sure to vote.
I feel that this is important because it might be the choice that will change things in our country.
Former St. Lucia Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony heads the Commonwealth International Observers delegation.
There seemed to be some optimism that this is going to be a better administered election than previous elections.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.
A local official in Haiti says the death toll in a horrific gang attack last week on a small town in central Haiti has risen to 115. We send our sympathies to all the family and friends who are mourning. May God in his goodness and love fill the void left. The attack on residents of the town of Pont-Sondé on October 3rd was one of the biggest massacres that Haiti has seen in recent history. The social media platform X is returning to Brazil after remaining inaccessible for more than a month following a clash between its owner, Elon Musk, and a justice on the country's highest court over blocking certain accounts from the platform, paying outstanding fines, and naming a legal representative. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.